Turn your tax refund into a new bathroom at Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 20 of the 5-Minute Sports Podcast. I'm Karan Thavrani and I'll be taking you through the top sports stories of the day. Since we're 20 episodes in and there's not a lot of sporting action to report today, I thought I'd take out a minute to, first of all, thank all of you for your support by tuning in. The podcast listens are steadily rising and I feel just great looking at that. I feel satisfied that my hard work is paying off. As some of you all know, I'm working as well, so I'm putting in a double shift 5 days a week. And I really hope all this pays off in the coming months or years to come. Since there wasn't any live sport on TV today, I came across this movie called Foxcatcher, which is based on a true story. The movie also had Channing Tatum in it, so that was another reason to watch it. Anyways, I watched it and I think y'all should too. The movie is about two wrestlers who are also brothers and their lives totally change towards the end of the movie, all thanks to this really rich guy who plays a huge role in changing their lives. A movie which gives you the chills. That's how I'd like to call it. Let's get on with the sports news then, shall we?
The top story of the day
is that the NBA awards were held earlier today and Russell Westbrook of Oklahoma City Thunder won the MVP, which is the Most Valuable Player of the Year award. It is his first ever MVP award and it puts an end to Stephen Curry's run, who was the winner of the last two MVP awards preceding this. There were about 20 awards in total, so here are the main ones. Draymond Green of the Golden State Warriors won the Defensive Player of the Year. Eric Gordon of the Houston Rockets won the Sixth Man of the Year. Mike D'Antoni, also of Houston Rockets, won Coach of the Year. The Rookie of the Year award was won by Malcolm Brogdon, who plays for the Milwaukee Bucks. And Kemba Walker of the Charlotte Hornets won the Sportsmanship Award. Moving on to football, in the past hour, Dani Alves has announced on Instagram that he would be leaving Juventus. In a long post, Alves thanked everyone involved with Juventus, said he plays football for passion and not for money, and said that money wouldn't hold him anywhere. However, Alves didn't give any hints as to which club he would be heading to next. Although Manchester City seems a likely destination, given that City are without a recognized right back. After Joe Hart returned to Manchester City following the conclusion of his loan spell at Torino, Torino have announced the signing of Salvatore Sirigu from PSG. The 30-year-old Italian ended his contract with PSG by mutual agreement. Bertrand Traoré has joined Lyon from Chelsea on a 5-year deal. The transfer fee is reported to be around £9 million for the 21-year-old Burkina Faso international. Traoré said that he is delighted to be at Lyon after not being given enough opportunities at Chelsea to showcase his talent. Moving on to tennis, there wasn't much tennis played today at ATP Eastbourne due to the rain, and among those matches was Novak Djokovic vs Vasek Pospisil. Djokovic is of course looking for grass court practice before Wimbledon, which begins in a few days, and hasn't played in any of the grass court tournaments since the conclusion of the French Open. However, at ATP Antalya, which is being played at Turkey, there were no weather problems and there was huge shock. Dominic Thiem lost in straight sets to Ramkumar Ramanathan of India. The 22-year-old beat the French Open semi-finalist 6-3, 6-2. I would have loved to watch this match, but unfortunately there was no telecast by Sony or Ten over here. That's all I've got for today. Thanks for tuning in, and as always, see you tomorrow.